Track 48. Imagine a football field packed with a million people. Now imagine a field a million times that big. The electricity is off and there is no noise and no light. That's what the fields of Asphodel look like. We are following the line of new arrivals and we're going towards a black pavilion with a banner that reads, "Judgment for Elysium and Eternal Damnation. Welcome, newly deceased." There are two smaller lines. The one on the left goes to the fields of punishment, and you can see smoke and lava and people chased by monsters and tortured in many ways. The line on the right leads towards a small valley with gates all around. There are beautiful Roman villas and large houses with a lake. That's the Elysium. That's the place where I want to go after death. We are moving towards the Asphodel, where Hades lives. On the horizon, there is a palace made of black stone. There he is, Hades. The palace has a bronze floor, but no ceiling, just a cavern roof. Every doorway is guarded by a skeleton. The door opens. Hades is sitting on his throne, made of fused human bones. He is at least 3 meters tall and dressed in black silk with a gold crown. His skin is pale white and his hair black. "You are brave to come here, son of Poseidon," he says, "or simply very foolish." "Lord and uncle, I am here with two requests," I say. "Only two? Arrogant child, speak." "Lord Hades, look, there can't be a war among the gods. Return Zeus's master bolt to me and let me carry it to the Olympus." "How dare you talk like that?" The throne room shakes with a tremor. The doors open and the skeleton warriors all are marching in, blocking the exits. "Do you think I want war?" he asks me. "You are the Lord of the Dead and a war would expand your kingdom, right?" "Do you think I need more subjects? Have you seen the crowds at Asphodel? Any idea of the traffic jams? Karen wants a pay rise and the dead keep arriving. No, I don't want any war. And I know this is your father's plan. You stole the bolt and my helmet too." "Your helmet is missing too? Don't play innocent with me, boy. Return my helmet now." "So you think I am the thief and you sent all your monsters against me? I don't have your helmet, nor Zeus's master bolt." "Open your backpack then." A horrible feeling strikes me. Actually, my bag is really heavy. I unzip my bag and inside there is a 60 centimeter long metal cylinder. The master bolt. I have no idea why it's there. "It's a mistake." "A mistake?" Hades roars. The skeletons aim their weapons at me. "No mistake. You are here with the bolt because you want an exchange. You want her, your mum." Hades opens his palm, and in a ball of gold fire, there's mum, frozen. I try to touch her, but I can't. "Return my helmet, and perhaps I'll let her go." I think about the 3 magic pearls I've got in my pocket. They can save our lives, but I've only got 3, and there are 4 of us. "Ah, the pearls." Hades can read anyone's mind. "What a shame, little godling. You want to save your mum, but you haven't got 4 pearls," he smiles. "I'll find your helmet, uncle, and I'll come back here to take mum." Grover, Annabeth, and I smash the pearls at our feet, and a green light takes us upwards.